Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem, and we are just about to get started. Okay, so good morning to those on Zoom. Today's daf is daf Mem. We left off towards the middle, towards the bottom or middle of the page on Lamed Tet Amud Bet 39b. We are about to jump in the story about Mari Bar Yisak. So the Gemara begins by talking about Mari Bar Yisak. It was a man who was very powerful. Atale Achea Mibe Chozai. After many years, his brother, he had a stepbrother who came to him from, he had a brother that came that he didn't know and came and said, I'm your brother. So Amarle Pelogli, the brother came and said, split the properties with me. Your father died, split it with me. So Amarle Loyadanadach, I don't know who you are. So Atta the Kameder of Chista, he went to Rav Chista, Amar Le Shapir Kamar Lach, he's saying right. Shneimar says by Yosef, Vayaker Yosef et Decha, Vehem lo Kiruhu. Yosef recognized his brothers, and they didn't recognize him. When was this? This is when his brothers came down to Egypt to get food. He recognized them, they didn't recognize him. So what's it coming to teach us? Melamed she yatsa belo chatimat zakan, ubava chatimat zakan. That means that when he left his brothers, he was clean shaven. But when he came back, when he saw his brothers the next time, he had a beard. And therefore, they didn't recognize him. But he was able to recognize them. So you need to be able to, so this is a clear proof that you need to be able to, he needs to be able to recognize you. So you need to bring a proof. So Amar le zil aydi sa'adei dachwat. Go bring witnesses that you are his brother. So Amar le idli sa'adei v'dachalemine. I have witnesses where they're afraid of him. Mari Bar Yisak was a very powerful man. So the Gavra Alima, who is very strong. Amar le ledidei. Zil ant aiti sade de lo achuchu. So he said to Mari Bar Yisak now, Mari, you go bring witnesses that this guy is not your brother. Hold on. Amar le dina achi, is that really how the din is? Hamotzi mechavaro al avaraya. Somebody's trying to be motzi something from someone else, meaning he's trying to prove something and remove something from someone else. The guy who's trying to remove has to bring a proof. Why do I have to bring a proof that he's not my brother? So Amar le hachi dainin lach le'ulchol alime de chavrach. This is how we judge for you and for all people who are powerful like you. Amar le sof sof adu sadeh v'lo mesadeh. At the end, even so, the witnesses will come, but they won't testify because they're afraid. So Amar le tarti lo avdi. No, they're not going to do two things. Meaning, they're not going to do. They're not going to stay silent, and they're going to swear falsely. Maybe they'll stay silent, but they won't swear falsely. That we know for sure. So if they do testify, we know that he's not your brother. The Sof Adu Sadeh Dachu. At the end, the witnesses came and said, this is his brother. Amar Lei, so the brother said, Liflogli, Nami Pardisei, Ustanei de Shatav. He said, split with me the orchards and the vineyards that you have. Amar Lei, Shapir Kamar Lach. He said, proper to you. The Mishnah says, Hiniach Banim Gedolim Uktani. If a father left over sons that were adults and children, Vishbichu Gedolim et Anechasim, and the adult children, they raised the value of the properties. They split it with the young children. Flipping the Amud. Rabbah also says they split it. Amar le Abayeg, Midame, is that even similar? Hatam, over there, Gedolim Gabe Ketanim Yadeve Kamachle. Over there, the older sons know that there's younger sons and they forego. But over here, did Mari Bar Yisak know that he had a brother that they would come and ask him to split? No. This came in front of Rabbi Ami. Amar lo, he said to him, Gedola mizo amru. They said even greater than this. Shamin haim karis. We said we evaluate them like a sharecropper. Hashta didei lo yavinan. So we evaluate him like a sharecropper. We're not even going to give him his own property. Meaning, from his own property even, that he's been working this whole time, Mari Bar Yisak, at least give him, pay him like a sharecropper from those properties that he's splitting. Adura Hale Kameder Rav Chisda, this came back to Rav Chisda. Amar lo, he said, Midame, is that even similar? Hatam Bereshut Nachit, Achalav Bereshut Nachit. Over there, it was with Reshut, it was with permission that they went into the property. But over here, it was not with permission. He didn't get permission of his permission. Who did he get permission of to go into the property? It was permission of his father? Who was permission of? Ve'od, Katan, who is a child. Ve'ein Moridin Karov Nesek Katan. You cannot put a relative into the properties of a Katan, of a child, to watch over it. They sent this back to Rabbi Ami. Amar lo, he said, I did not know that he was a child. Had I known he was a child, I would not have said it what I said. Okay, new Mishnah. Somebody deposits fruits by his friend. Hareze yotzi lo chesronot. Chesronot. He can remove the depletion, the parts that are depleted. So lechitim ol orez tisha chatzai kabin nekor. For wheat and millet or rice or orez, whatever you call it, it's 9 halves, 4.5 kav for every kor. Right? So the ratio, I think, is 140. L'seorin v'ledochan, for barley and dochan, tisha kabin nekor. It's 9 kav for a kor. L'kusmin uzera pishtan, for spelt and this flax seed. Shalosh se'in lekor, it's 3 se'ah for every kor. Hakol lefi amidah, everything is based on its quantity and its measure. Hakol lefi hazman, everything is based on its time of year. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chimah yichbat lan lehen me'achbarin. Why do they care? Why do the mice care? Halo ochlot ben mi'arbe o ben me'kimah. Whether it's a lot or a little, they're going to eat. So ela eno yotzi lo chesronot ela lekor echad bilvad. No, we only remove the depletion amount, for the first kor amount. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ima itam midah meruba, eno motzi lo chesronot v'nishem motirot." Rabbi Yehuda says, "If it was a lot, then we don't take out the depletion amount. Meaning, a guy gives you 100, we don't take out 3, saying those are the depleted ones, because it expands. They would expand, and therefore, so we don't remove the depletion." The Gemara begins, "Orez tuva chasar." Orez, the depletion amount is much more than that. Amar Rav Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, be'orez kaluf shanu. We're talking about peeled orez. And that's what I was referring to. That's not deplete so much. The kusmin uzer pishan shalosh nain the core. We said it was for these two. It was 3 se'ah for every core. Amar biyochana amar bichias zera pishdan begivolin shanu. It's talking about this flaxseed and its husk. Tanim yachav, we have a writer just like this. The kusmin uzer pishdan begivolin. It was kusmin and this flaxseed was in its husk. Well, the orez sheino kaluf, and when it's talking about orez that's not peeled. Shlosha se'in lekor. 3 se'ah for every kor is what is depleted. Hakol lefi amidah, everything is based on the number. Tana, ken lekol kor rekor, ken lekol shana v'shana. It's yes for every single kor, and it's the same for every single year. This is annually. This is the depletion amount. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'chulei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, he said in the Mishnah, why do the mice care? They come and eat whether it's a lot or a little. So Tanya, Amaru lo Rabbi Yochanan, harbe ovdot mehen, harbe mitpazon mehen. A lot get ruined from this, and a lot gets scattered from this. So Tana, b'met v'rim amurim, when is all this the case? She'erevan imperotav, when the guy mixed it with his own fruits. Aval yiched lo keren zavid, but if he placed the fruits that were deposited in its own corner, then what do we say? Omer lo harei shechalafanecha, you can tell the guy, here is what's yours in front of you. Hold on, why do we care if he mixed it with his own fruits? Why don't we just see how much is his, how much belongs to the other guy, and split it? So if it's 50-50, split it. Let me stop, man. No, the guy was taking from them. So what's the problem? Just see how much he took. Let's say it was 100 fruits. There were 50 on that guy, 50 on this guy. You took 3 fruits, so you notice that what to subtract. Just subtract what you took. He doesn't know how much he took. So Rabbi Yochanan Omer, the Mishnah then said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if it was a lot, then we don't take away the depletion because it expands. Kama midah meruba, how much is a lot? Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asara Korin, 10 kor, it's a lot. Tanir Miachav, we have writers like this, Kama midah meruba, what is a lot? Asara Korin, it's 10 kor. Tana kamin Rav Nachman. The Tana taught in front of Rav Nachman. V'med very mamurim. When is this the case? Shemadad lo mitoch gorno ve'achzir lo mitoch gorno. When he measured for him in his granary and he returned it to him in his granary. Aval madad lo mitoch gorno ve'achzir lo mitoch beito eino yotzi lo chesronot. But if he measured for him in his granary and he returned it from his house, we don't remove the depletion. Nation motirot, because it expands. Amar le v'chib shuftane askinan. Are we dealing with stupid people? What, they're going to give it in a big amount, big kli, and they're going to take it in a small kli? No, what it meant to say is maybe in the time of the granary, meaning, when is this the case? He measured for him in the time of the granary, and he gave it back to him at the time of the granary. But if he did it during the time of the granary, he measured it, and he returned it in the time of the rain season, he does not remove the depletion amount, because during that time period, it expands. So Amar le Rav Papa Labaye, im ken lifka kadai. If that's the case, that the fruits expand, then the jug, the barrel should explode, it should pop, it should break. So hava uvda upaka kadai. There was an incident like this, and it did break. So Ibai Reman, the Gemara says, no, maybe the reason that it happened was Mishum Itzitzav was because it was so much, so there was so much pressure inside, and that's what caused it to explode. Rashi says, Dochak, it was so stuffed. It was so stuffed together, there was no room, and that's why it caused it to break. Okay, new Mishnah. Yotzi lo shtut le'yayin. You remove 1/6, if someone deposited wine with you, you remove 1/6 for the depletion. It would be... Rio Mary says, Chomesh, 1/5. Yotzi lo shlosha lugin shemen lemea. You remove 3 lugin of oil for out of 100 as a depletion. Logo mechetza, or we'll see why. Logo mechetza shemarim. 1.5 log is for the sediment. Logo mechetza bela. And 1.5 is for the absorption into the kli. If it was clear oil, he does not have to remove the sediments. If it was old barrels, he does not have to remove the 1.5 for the absorption, because they already absorbed in there. Rio Merbi says, somebody sells clear, amazing oil to his friend, any days of the year, he can receive upon himself the 1.5 log of the sediments, even though he's not putting, there's no sediments inside. So meaning the guy is selling him, he's buying 100 from him, he can really give the guy 98.5, because generally al-dat, when someone buys, they know that they're going to receive a sediment, so they're going to have 1.5 less log of shem, of oil in there, so you can already sell it to him of 1.5 less log. 1.5 log of shemen out of the 100.
So
1.5%, yeah. The Gemara says, "Velo pligi," and we're not arguing. The Gemara is at the beginning of the Mishnah. We said 1/6, 1/5. Not arguing. Morki atrei, morki atrei. Each one comes from its own place. Be atrei demor chafu bekira velo ma'itz tvei. In the place of Tanakama, of the first opinion, he says 1/6. They put something in the absorb, like on the kli of the barrel, and it didn't absorb a lot. So therefore, we say 1/6. But in Rabbi Yehuda, I think it's a re. He says that they put this pitch on the wall, so therefore it absorbed a little bit more, and therefore it was 1/5. Ibait Ema, the Gemara says, no, if you want to say Mishum Gargishta, really it's because of Gargishta. What's Gargishta? Rashi says, Karka Shosin Mimena Chaviot. No, the actual barrels itself were made of a certain material. Ha maitza tvei, valo maitza tvei. One area they would make it, absorb, be able to absorb less. One absorb more, and therefore that's the difference between the 1/6 and the 1/5. Ba'ater de reviuda ramu arba'im v'tamnei kuze v'dana. Okay, now we're gonna get into some math, some good business. In the place of reviuda, they would place 48 kuz. It's a measurement, the volume in every barrel, every dana. Azil dana b'shita zuze, and every dana would go for 6 zuz. Right? So 48 in one dana. Every barrel would go for 6 zuz. So what does that mean in per zuz? How much would be per zuz? Right. So hold on. Here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, because the dana, mida ketanai, that was a small amount, where the barrels would fill 48, azil dana v'shita, v'shisha zuzim ha'itan nimkeret v'yachad v'imot ha'batzir. It would sell for 6 zuz in the days of the batzir, that dana. So the Gemara says, paris Rav Yehuda shita shita bezuza. Rav Yehuda went and started selling 6 kuz at a time for 1 zuz. So if you have 6 kuz for 1 zuz, you'll get to 48, it'll be 8 zuz. In our example, it would be if he sold the whole thing, he bought it for 6 zuz, right? He bought it for 6 and he's selling it for 8, essentially. That's what he's doing. He bought he bought the kuz. He bought that same amount, the 6 kuz. He bought it for 6 zuz, and now he wants to sell it for more, right? Because now he's selling the whole thing for each zuz to be each six kuz to be one zuz. So that means out of 48, you'll have eight. Whereas he bought it for six, so he bought the whole thing for six, right? The whole batch he bought it for six. Now he wants to sell the whole batch for eight. Essentially, that's the math.
25%, okay.
So dal taltin veshita beshita. So what do you have now? So you have 36 of it gets taken out. Right, that's 36 of it would be 6 zuz, right? If you're selling the whole barrel for 8, that's 48. That means that every 6 kuz is 1 zuz. So 36 kuz is 6 zuz. So pashul u'teresar, you have 12 left. So dal tmanya shetute. Rashi says, shel memched, shederechu lechaser b'diyata kankan. You have 8 that goes to the absorption into the barrel. And therefore you're left with 4. Pashalu arba. So he has 4 left to benefit from, to get profit on. So the Gemara says, somebody wants to profit, he's not allowed to profit more than 1/6 of the market price. If there's a market price of a certain item, you're not allowed to go and sell it for more than 1/6 of the item, what the item's market price is. And seemingly the Gemara is trying to think that you can't sell it for less than 1/6 either. It has to be exactly 1/6. That's not the case, obviously. So the Gemara, what is he selling it for? He's making 4, the 4 last kuz, that's what he's making money on. But that's nothing. That's not a lot of money. It's not even 1/6.
48 is 1/12.
So the Gemara says, Ika gulfe ushmaria. No, there's the barrel, there's the sediments, there's the different things that he has to, you know, he has to account for as well in the whole thing. So the Gemara says, Iachit askes nefish leitfe mishut. So then it will be more than 1/6. Meaning he's selling it for more than 1/6 if he has to take all that into account. So, ika tarcheu dmei v'zaneyata. No, there's also his own labor and his hiring of workers and whatnot. So there's more than just a simple calculation. But essentially the halakha is that you can't sell it for more than 1/6. So if let's say the market price of something is $100, you can't sell it for more than 1/6 more than that. Right? So that's the halakha over there. And generally, in today's society, most things it's hard to find. They have usually commodities or things that have a general market value, right? So it'd be taking advantage of somebody for selling it more than 1/6 above that market value. But most things it's hard to find a market value necessarily. Imayas shemen mezukak inu yitzido shemarim. If there was clear oil, you don't have to pay for this thing. Yes, he can take out he does not take out the sediment. So the Gemara says v'ha iyashay de lo bala. Right, so it's impossible that it doesn't absorb into the kli. So Amar Nachman b'mizu papin shanu. No, we're talking about kli that was already put pitch inside on the kli that it does not absorb. Abaya Amar Abaya says afilu tei mashalom b'mizu papin. Even if it does not have this pitch, kivan de taun taunit. It was a kli that already absorbed and therefore does not absorb inside. Rio Meri says afa mocher shen mizukach lechaverok kli madashana harizim mekabel alav log mechetzah shemerim lemina. Even if he's selling it to his friend, any time of the year it's clear oil, he can take 1.5 log out of the 100 because he would usually put a sediment. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Kishin Timsen Omar, the Divrei, Ri, Mutar La'arev Shemarim, according to Ri, you're allowed to mix sediments inside. The Divrei Chachamim, Asur La'arev Shemarim, according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Mutar La'arev Shemarim, according to Ri, you're allowed to mix sediments. V'hainu Ta'ama, Nimekabel, this is the reason why you receive upon yourself that you can take out the 1.5. The Amar Lehi says, if I wanted to mix the sediments in, would I not have done that? I could have. So now also, he has to accept that I'm taking the 1.5 out. Why doesn't the guy respond to him? The purchaser say, if you would have put the sediment inside, now I could have sold the oil with the sediment. But now, what can I do with this? I can't sell the sediment alone. It's not going to sell. So therefore, you can't take out 1.5. I would have wanted the sediment inside. The sediment has value. So this is a contradiction. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about a balabait. The nicha levit tzila, that he is okay with tzila, meaning with it to be in a smaller shiur, meaning he's okay with it to be, meaning sometimes you buy something for your home, it's different than buying it for business, right? So he's okay with buying it and he's not, you know, getting the full benefit out of it because he wants something in his house, so he may not getting the full amount. So why didn't he just say to him, and the fact that you didn't, mix it in, you were mochel to me. Meaning, you didn't mix the sediment in, so you forgoed on that 1.5 log of oil, and you have to put it in. So So Rabbi Yehuda, the Tameh, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Leilei Mechila, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of such a thing of foregoing on it. And we're going to see tomorrow, B'zad Hashem, what this means, where its source comes from, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, how we know that he does not hold of such a foregoing thing. It's just to stop there, but we have a quick halakha on today's daf. We started with talking about the case of a person who's profiting, who should not profit more than 1/6. So what does that mean? How do you make money? How do you make business? So really, exactly like I said during the shiur, the halakha is, if it's something that has a market share price, like a commodity or something, that everyone knows this is the market share, this is the price of gold, this is the price of this, so that you're not allowed to take advantage and sell for more than 1/6 above the market value, and that actually is the halakha in the Rambam, and that's halakha l'maaseh. We'll stop there for today, we'll do a 1-minute recap.